Hello and welcome to Finley's My Little Pony Podcast. This is episode 37, episode 8, season 2 of My Little Pony. I'm Finley and this is my dad.
Hi Finley, how are we doing today?
Good.
So, any big news we've got?
Other than going to Pennsylvania tomorrow, nope.
Nope, you're just heading out. You and your brother and your sister and your mom are all heading off to PA.
Yep.
What are you excited about doing when you get to Pennsylvania?
Swimming,
I know. You're going to go to Grandma and Pappy's house and swim in their pool, aren't you?
Yep.
Is that one of your favorite things to do in the summer?
Yes, it is.
What do you like about swimming so much?
The water's nice and cool.
Would you consider yourself a good swimmer at this point?
I can't even swim.
You can't swim?
Mm-mm.
You know how to keep afloat, though.
Not in the deep end, no.
You don't trust yourself?
Nope, I drowned.
So are you taking your life jacket so you can float around?
Yep.
What kind of pool games do you like to play?
I don't know. I just usually float around in Grandma's little inner tube.
And that's the extent of your pool time? You just float in the water?
Yep.
So then I don't understand. What do you like so much about a pool?
It's so nice.
Yeah, just being out of the hot sun?
Yep.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been toasty here at home, hasn't it, Ben?
Yeah, very, very warm.
Well, as soon as we're done here, you're going outside, though.
Really?
What are you going to go do?
I'm going to go walk my dog.
That's right. I think he's looking forward to it. He was eyeing you up while you were holding his leash.
Yep.
So I guess the big news that's relevant to our podcast, then, is because you are heading out to Pennsylvania to visit the grandparents. Well, no, both sets of grandparents. You're going to go see both sets of grandparents. But because you're leaving today and you're going to be gone all through next weekend means no Finley's My Pretty Pony. I got a tongue twister there. No Finley's My Little Pony podcast next weekend.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah. Well, you know. Who knows? Well, maybe we'll even try to do one midweek whenever you get back then.
Yep.
Okay. Well, now, without further ado, why don't we get in today's episode? And you said it is episode 9 of season 2, and I believe it is called Sweet and Elite. Why don't you take it away, Finn?
Sweet and Elite! We start at Celestia's castle, and Rarity is thanking Celestia ever so much for getting her sweet and Canterlot castle. So after Celestia makes a quick run for it because she's kind of weirded out that Rarity's just like kissing her hooves and everything, and she leaves her to get settled while the pony leaves her luggage, has her luggage on his back and is carrying it to Rarity. So when she is talking to him, he asks where to put the luggage, and she says that he could put it right there, and as soon as she says that, he falls, and then a little bag rolls up to her, and she says that's just perfect. So after the pony leaves, she decides to go out. So pretty much then they roll the music, and we meet her back at outside of Canterlot, where she's sipping some tea with Opal, having some milk, and they're having a great time until two people see her hat and want to ask and know about it because it looks really great. And then when they find out that she's from Ponyville, because this weird looking pony from up above comes and says, "Hey Rarity, it's so great to see you. I remember how we met back at Ponyville's last rodeo." Yes, that's it. Our rodeo. So after that, they aren't so impressed anymore because she's from Ponyville and that's not good enough for them. So they say it looks a little country-like, and they knew it wouldn't be good enough to make in Canterlot. So they just huff and leave. She says that she's so grateful that Twilight got her such a nice room in Canterlot Castle that she decides to make a dress for her. So she goes out to buy some materials, and she accidentally bumps into Fancy Pants, a big time at Canterlot. She tells him that he was at Canterlot Castle making a dress for her friend, and he's surprised that she's at Canterlot Castle. And when he figures out that she knows the princess, he gets really, really, really excited. So he invites her to the Wonderbolts Derby, and so she goes over, makes the dress, sketches it out, and after that, she decides to go to the Derby with Fancy Pants, even though it'll leave her a little less time to work on Twilight's dress, which she sketched such a really pretty dress. So she goes over and says Fleetfoot should win, and when he does, or I think it's a she, I have no idea. So when Fleetfoot won, he asked, how in the world do you know that Fleetfoot would win? And she said Rainbow Dash talks about her all the time. And to make up for her size, she makes up for it with speed. So then when they ask who Rainbow Dash is, she doesn't want to give up her reputation as a very important pony in Canterlot. So she tells a little lie about Rainbow Dash being the trainer of the Wonderbolts. And it's not so little, it's pretty big. So, after lying, she becomes pretty much a big time, and all Fancy Pants' people follow her around. And when they ask her to go to places, she says she really can't, but then they start complaining that they really, really need her. So she said she'll go, and then she has a whole song about that she'll become the top of Canterlot. She goes on a yacht, she goes to an art gallery, and she's big time. And when she's about to leave to go back to Ponyville, giving her enough time to finish the dress, she gets an invitation from those two people who were making fun of her hat, but they got so excited that she knew Fancy Pants that they decided to invite her to a garden party. So she really wants to attend, or they'll just think she's not such a big time any pony, and they'll forget about her easily. So she gets really scared. So she tells another lie that Opal's too sick to take the journey back to Ponyville, so she'll have to miss Twilight's birthday party. After that, she gets ready to go to the garden party, and she gets all dressed up with flowers in her tail, really nice outfit with a really big hat. And when she opens the door, there's Twilight staring, which apparently after she made that letter so fast, they quickly just magically appeared in 5 seconds. Very, very, very good at time. So Twilight tells them that she heard that once she heard that you couldn't come back to Ponyville, so she decided to ask Pinkie Pie to move her party here. So she showed that Celestia even got her a big ballroom, and she really wants to do it outside, but there's another pony party that just happens to be the garden party. So she started switching off, going to the garden party, then coming back to their party, and then when she comes back with a mallet in her mouth, she tries to tell the truth, but then quickly, Twilight tells her that it's okay, I know you're just a sales pony, and you just wanted to get some ponies to buy your dresses before the gala. So, apparently, they make this episode way after the gala, which is really weird, because now there's another gala. Very quick. They think that's very great. So she says, yes, yes, that's totally why. So she trots off to go back to the party. And then Rainbow Dash asks, well, we're your friends, so I guess they wouldn't mind if we just showed up. So, yep. And then Rainbow Dash says, let's go show them how we party Ponyville style. So they started going crazy, they made some music, and they started going absolutely insane. Rainbow Dash tried ballads, and they destroyed the party. So when he asked where the Twilight's very plain and not very worked on outfit came from, Rarity tried interrupting because she was about to give out that it was Rarity who made it, and she really didn't want them to know that she made such a plain outfit after those two weird ponies who keep showing up that were mean to her before they knew that she knew fancy pants and all. They said, oh, what an awful outfit, and she agreed, even though she made it. So when she finally said, oh, Rarity, stop being so modest. The dress you made for me is wonderful. And then when everyone was laughing, well, everyone gasped when Fancy Pants said that it was a really great outfit and he really liked it. And every mare and colt would want one. And then those two just apparently then liked her again and ordered it and tried ordering one for themselves. But she just went back to Fancy Pants' side, and then he went back to what he was saying and wanted to get to know her friends better. At the end, she told Celestia that pretty much the lesson was that you should always, like, there's no place like home.
Not quite. It's don't forget where you come from.
It's close.
I don't think so. The idea behind this lesson is that where you come from is very much a part of who you are. And so therefore, you shouldn't be embarrassed by that. You should be proud of it. It's part of your history. It's part of your character. And that just because maybe you come from simpler surroundings, simpler background, that doesn't make you less than those that were born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
Are you sure? Because there's a pony named Silver Spoon.
Well, that's exactly the idea. That's why that pony is called Silver Spoon. It's because of the saying of being born with a silver spoon in your mouth. That, you know, because what's the characteristic of Silver Spoon? How would you characterize
She
that?
Hangs out with Diamond Tiara.
And
they laugh at people who aren't as great as they are.
Right. What would you call them? What kind of character trait?
High class.
Well, they're rich, right?
Yep.
But I'm talking about their character. Like, what kind of character trait would you say they have?
They're mean.
They're mean, but maybe stuck up.
Yep.
Snooty.
Yep.
Highfalutin.
Yep.
That kind of stuff. And
before we get to the things, this episode, they also didn't really change them, but they made the ponies look even worse than they already were.
They did. You're talking about at the garden party, right?
Yep. They were like, Twilight was dancing really weirdly, and Applejack was pulling plants out of the ground and said, why aren't you doing any of the gardening? This is a garden party.
Exactly. They made it seem like the other five had never been in civilized society before. I mean, we saw them at the Grand Galloping Gala. They
and
know
then they,
how to behave.
Yeah, they were very, very, very high class.
But here they seem to be doing this for the express purpose of embarrassing Rarity.
Yep.
It's not even like they knew that Rarity was trying to fit in. They thought, as far as they knew, Rarity was trying to sell dresses to these people, and how did they think that was going to help?
I have no idea. All Rainbow Dash said was, let's show them how to party Ponyville style, and then Rarity got the idea that that wasn't going to be so good.
Well, Pinkie Pie, my goodness, there's a cake on the table, and she just shoves her face into it.
Well, that's just Pinkie Pie.
But that's not proper.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, this dude was just taking little nibbles of his cupcake.
I can't imagine anyone would invite Pinkie Pie anywhere if every time she shows up, she just shoves her face in your food.
Yep, and then you wouldn't want to touch that cake.
I would think not.
So, any questions?
Let's start with that. So that was clearly one gripe you had. So instead of going to start with what the things you liked, how about what else didn't you like? Are there anything else that you'd change?
Is that Rarity just told so many lies that she didn't really get anywhere.
That's true.
That her that she decided to lie about having to stay just because it would ruin her reputation in a whole nother town. Mm-hmm. She'd have to leave anyways, so they'd forget about her anyways.
Yeah, no, that's right. Eventually she would have to leave, but she, at that time, she was so wrapped up in it. She so loved the attention, and I think secretly, right, she wants to belong to that class of pony.
In the beginning, she says, I may come from Ponyville, but I am a Canterlot pony by heart.
Was there anything else that you disagreed with? I think there's one thing you wanted to say about Bags Valet, the guy who had to carry Rarity's bags up every time.
He's a unicorn. He can use his magic, but no, he does it the hard way by using a ton of stairs, carrying all of her baggages, which of course is a lot because it's Rarity, on his back.
So, is it known that all unicorns have magic?
Pretty much. Well, they have a horn.
They have a horn, but I'm just wondering, is there any chance that Bags Valet is sort of the muggle or of the unicorns? That even though he's a unicorn, he doesn't have magic? I guess he wouldn't be the muggle of unicorns. He'd be whatever.
What are you trying to say? If you're a unicorn, you have magic by heart.
I guess that's what I'm asking you. Is it just taken for granted that all unicorns have magic?
I think all unicorns have magic. Because before Rarity had tons of bags to carry, she was using her magic to carry it all.
But I'm just wondering if maybe Rarity, even though she's not as powerful as Twilight, is a fairly powerful unicorn, whereas there are other unicorns, like maybe Bags Valet, who just don't have any magical power whatsoever.
I'm pretty sure he can still use his magic.
Okay. So you think he has it? He's not like Filch.
If you have a horn.
Do you remember Filch?
Who?
In Harry Potter?
Nope. No, I do not.
But don't you remember Filch was the caretaker at Hogwarts? And he was born to magical parents, but he didn't have any magical power.
Don't remember
Filch at all?
Nope.
Okay, so I had a thought about Bags Valet, Finley. Because in Equestria, it seems to be that your cutie mark determines what you do for the rest of your life. And you tend to get those cutie marks pretty early in your life when you're just a little kid, like the Cutie Mark Crusaders.
Which is kind of weird because, you know, oh, look, I got a carrot. What does that mean?
Well, that's a pretty generic one. But for someone like Bags Valet, who essentially has luggage for his cutie mark.
And his name is Bags Valet.
Yeah, it seems like he was pretty much destined to be a bellhop, to be the guy who
carried all the bags.
Carried other people's luggage for them.
Which is kind of sad.
Right. You're this kid growing up. You think you could be a president. You could be an astronaut. And then you get your cutie mark. And you're told that you're going to be a bellhop for the rest of your life. Could you imagine being in second grade and knowing then that the best you'll ever do is work at a hotel, carry people's bags?
That's just really sad.
It's very depressing.
Why do you leave a little kid to carry bags?
Well, he wouldn't be carrying bags then. I'm just saying he got his cutie mark as a second grader. And as soon as he got his cutie mark, he knows that that's what he's going to become.
What does Silver Spoon do? As a spoon as her cutie mark, does she use a silver spoon?
Well, my guess is that her defining trait for the rest of her life is that she's a useless rich person.
What about Diamond Tiara? She's just got a tiara. Is what her job is just to wear a tiara?
Yeah, another useless rich person. She doesn't actually contribute anything to the world. She just is rich and looks down on everyone else's beneath her.
What if someone got a cloud as a cutie mark, but they were just a land pony? What were they supposed to do?
That would be confusing. Well, what do you think? I'm going to ask you. What would the future of a land pony with a cloud on be? What do you think they could possibly do?
What would they do? Just use a trampoline and jump?
Well, I'm asking you.
I have no idea.
What do you think their job could be?
They could touch the clouds.
Okay, so what job would they do by touching the clouds?
Somehow clean the cloud.
Okay, so like the Pegasi do, right?
Yep.
But what could a land pony do, though?
I have no idea. Just, like, take a couple hours using a trampoline, jumping to the clouds with a little cloth to clean them.
Wow. That, now, see, that's another depressing future ahead of you. So even though a Pegasus could probably do that in, you know, really, really quickly, here you are, a land pony. For the rest of your life, you've got to try to clean clouds by jumping on a trampoline.
That's a really depressing job.
What would that pony's name be?
I have no idea. The pony's name would be Cloud Toucher.
I was going to suggest Cloud Jumper.
Cloud Jumper's better than mine.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, because she touched clouds.
Oh, I think Cloud Touchers is fine, but yeah, Cloud Jumper would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, Finley, since we've covered all the many things that we felt were deficient in this episode, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when... I don't really have a favorite part. Oh, yes, I know. When she put Opal in the shower and made her look sick.
I think that was my favorite part, too. Seeing any cat have a hard time is a favorite of mine. So, what was the funniest part?
The funniest part was when... Oh, yeah, she took a little, I don't really know what to call it, but a little sample of food and dipped it in chocolate, and then, yeah, pretty much.
That would be called an hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre. When people carry around little plates of bite-sized food, they're not a full meal, but they're meant to be sort of snacked on ahead of a full meal.
Oh, but they're kind of weird looking.
Well, that one was a cracker with maybe some raw fish on it and a vegetable.
Dipped in chocolate? That does not sound so good.
No, I don't think so. Although, I don't like raw fish to begin with.
Like putting a chocolate chip in a blueberry muffin.
Have you ever had sushi, Finley?
No.
You never had sushi?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to have sushi?
No, thank you.
Why don't you think you'd like to have sushi?
It looks gross, and I don't like seafood.
No seafood?
Nope.
I don't believe that.
Nope.
You like shrimp?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I won't prosecute this case now. Who was the most valuable pony of this episode?
The most valuable pony was Rarity.
And why would you say that?
Because she... kind of made a big deal about becoming big time, told a few fibs, learned a lesson, you know. Pretty much almost every time I've learned that whoever tells the lesson is pretty much the valuable pony now, because they tell the lesson because they learned the lesson, which means they are most valuable.
Last week we had a variation on that. We determined that even though Rainbow Dash was the central character in Learning the Lesson, we thought the other ones who pretended to be Merrywell were the MVPs.
Yep, but right in a couple few episodes, that it just seemed to me that the person who's been writing the lesson has learned the lesson,
yeah,
which makes them important.
Well, here's the difference I'd say, Finley, and you just tell me if you agree or not.
Yep.
Is last time, although Rainbow Dash learned the lesson, the folks, it was the other ponies who really taught her that lesson.
Yep.
That,
but there's no one to teach Rarity the lesson.
No, Rarity kind of realized it on her own.
They just went along with what you said.
Yeah, I mean, this time it was Rarity who finally just decided enough was enough and finally admitted that those were her friends and that's where she came from and stopped.
I don't get why it's so bad to admit that they were her friends.
Well, the problem was, is she knew that some of those other ponies would look down on them the mm-hmm. same way they looked down on that first goofy pony that was washing the windows.
I think it was
And she
cool.
was afraid that by admitting she was with them, it would ruin her reputation. And so that's what she's doing. But eventually she decided, you know what? I'm not going to worry about that anymore, and I'm going to admit that they're...
Yep.
They're. So do you think that's right?
Yep.
Well, can I throw out an alternative most valuable pony?
Sure.
Fancy Pants.
What?
Fancy Pants.
Why?
You tell me. Why do I think Fancy Pants could make a good most valuable pony?
He bumped into her. He said that they were cool, like the outfit. That's pretty much it.
No. There was much more to Fancy Pants in this episode.
Like what?
Well, what did he say about Rainbow, Twilight's dress?
That it was great.
And what do you think all the other ponies at that party were going to say?
That it was very plain, and they didn't like it.
And what did he say when Rarity came in with cake frosting smells on her?
He said that we all know. When she said that who doesn't like the smell of cake frosting, he said, and so did the person next to her.
So, Finley, after all that, why do you think I put forward Fancy Pants as an alternative MVP?
Because he's a pony who doesn't care what other ponies think. Or he doesn't really care if it's too plain or not, like Canterlot would have had it.
Exactly. I think in many ways he's a model for what Rarity could and should be, right? So he's able to... He lives in the upper crust of the equestrian society. All the other ponies look up to him. Anything he says kind of goes. But he doesn't let that get to his head, that in the end, he doesn't look down on those and think less of people who don't act like him or his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He was fine with all of the main six acting like goofballs at the party. And he complimented Twilight's dress whenever all the other ponies there would have made fun of it.
Yep.
And so I think he's the one who sort of helped bring Rarity to her lesson.
Yep. But I still think Rarity's the MVP.
So you don't like my idea then?
I like the idea, but I still think Rarity learned her own lesson.
No, you're right, Finley. She did. She learned her own lesson. I just think Fancy Pants was really the embodiment of that lesson. He's the one who exemplified it, showed it, and therefore is the model for all the other ponies going forward, and really for Rarity as she grows up.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, okay, let's do our pony roll call, Finley. There were a lot of new ponies in this one, huh?
Yep.
Ones we hadn't seen before.
There was also the person who was, like, always around Fancy Pants in the beginning. I liked your pink hair.
Yes. Well, that was Fleur de Lis. Fleur de Lis was the name.
Fleur de Lis.
Yeah, so there was Bags Valet, which we talked about already.
Yep.
Fancy Pants. Fleur de Lis, who was with them. Golden Gavel. Hayseed Turnip Truck. That was the goofy pony at the very beginning.
I like his long name.
Well, see, I guess, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong about what cutie marks mean. Hayseed Turnip Truck had a bunch of turnips on his flank, but he was just a window washer.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have thought with turnips, his name would be like a turnip farmer or something.
What if when he was young, he was like a very... He used to live in Canterlot a lot, and he was super fancy, but when he got his cutie mark and they learned his name, they kicked him out of high society.
I guess with a name like Turnip Truck, you would not be accepted into Equestria High Society, because they do seem to be pretty rigid about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They don't let anyone into their group, it appears.
Mm-hmm. Took a long time to get Rarity in. Or just a lot of lies.
But she acts the part, though. She lives the life she wants to have.
Yep.
She. Okay, so let's see who else we got here. Hayseed Turnip Truck, Jet Set. And so that was one of the stuck-up ponies.
And Upper Crust.
Yes, Jet Set and Upper Crust were the two.
This is my wife, Upper Crust.
Again, they don't have necessarily the same last name. Maybe there's a third name there that we don't know yet.
Yep.
Jet Set and Upper Crust. And then the other two that had lines were Silver Frames and Swan Song.
Swan Song. I think that was the person pony who was always wearing the swan hat.
Probably. Well, I think you probably already answered my question. I was going to ask you, out of all those ponies that were new, who was your favorite? But you said it's Fleur de Lis, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just think she was pretty?
No, I liked her pink mane and she sounded nice.
Well, you're right. She hung out with Fancy Pants and she seemed to be nice like he is.
Yeah.
Not like the other ponies.
She told her that what she had in her bags looked awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did not let the money go to their heads.
Nope.
So anything else we should talk about with this episode?
Nope.
Oh, Kelly, before we wrap up, there is one thing that we didn't do that two episodes ago I said I'd challenge you to do each episode from now on in honor of one of our listeners, and that is each episode you're supposed to say one nice thing about Twilight Sparkle.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one nice thing that you can say about Twilight Sparkle in this episode?
That she went along with Rarity and she was really nice to her, even though she found out that she was going to go attend another party. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was Twilight's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And she was fine with first thinking that Rarity was skipping out on a birthday party.
She's still having dresses. If she's like a teenager, how is she still having like little birthday parties?
Oh, people will have birthday. In fact, it's kind of funny. In life, you go through sort of cycles. Whenever you're young, it's a big deal when you have a birthday party. You have all your friends over. And then as you get older, they become a little bit less important. And then all of a sudden, they start to get important again, where maybe you go out with all your friends for a night on the town and celebrating on your birthday, or you do something a little bit special. So it kind of ebbs and flows. And then maybe after your 20s or so, you stop doing that. And then you only celebrate on your big birthdays, like 40 or 50 or 60, where people blow up big black balloons and make fun of how old you are.
Yep, pretty much that's how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. So we think Twilight was a good pony this episode?
Mm-hmm. She sounds pretty good to me.
See? Now Twilight's your favorite pony of all time.
Nope.
How do you feel about how this episode went, Finley?
Wait. Oh my gosh. We almost forgot the star rating.
You're exactly right, Finley. We almost left the episode here without doing the star rating. So, on a scale of 1 to 5 garden parties, how many garden parties do you give this episode?
4, just because I don't think Rarity was herself, and neither I don't think the main 6 were quite themselves either at the party.
This is the second episode in a row where the writers really did a character assassination on one of the ponies to drive the plot of the episode, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that was taking Rarity and amplifying her worst qualities to the nth degree.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Well, how do you feel that episode went?
I think it should have been 20% cooler.
Well, we'll try to do better next time then.
Goodbye!